And welcome to Hanalyze This, the self-help podcast that just can't help itself. I am one of two Hannahs, Hannah Gelb.
And I am Hannah Hart.
And you are in for a treat today, because today, Hannah Hart and I explore theme song ideas for this podcast. And let me tell you, it gets pretty colorful. It goes there. It gets wild. It kind of reaches out into the stars and then comes back. Just like whole genres are like flown over, and then like, I mean, it's like a really, it's like a just a retrospective of music in all of human history. So enjoy.
Oh, hello, my buddy.
Hello, my buddy.
Hello, my pal. Hi, it's good to see
you. It's good to see you. Alive.
It's good to see your face.
And well.
Alive and well. Hannah, what is the tell me a little bit about your coffee making experience this morning. Because your earbuds, I believe many of you like coffee, but maybe some of you don't. Are you a tea drinker? These are the things we should get to know about each other.
I will die on this hill. And that hill is coffee.
Muddy.
Should be strong. And yep. I would rather make an overly strong cup of, like, darkness, like the River Styx, than have a weak coffee. And oh my gosh, I can't remember if I told the earbuds this. Okay, but so recently, in like the past like 4 months, I've gone through 3 coffee making apparati because my roommate and Fiona all separately broke 3 different glass coffee crafts. So then I ordered a thermal craft, which is metal, so it cannot be broken. Yeah. Ooh. I spent like major dollars on this new coffee maker.
Hannah, thermal craft. I was just talking, Mamrie and I went on a walk around the lake, and I was just expressing to her my grievance that I really am a hot coffee drinker, but hot coffee doesn't stay hot forever.
Yeah, you need like I have an idea for a little present from Santa.
Santa? Oh, joy. Santa being real or not does not impact my love of Santa. You know?
Why is Santa always a man?
Like, doesn't have to be.
Don't you think like Miss Claus?
Could be an auntie.
Santa has big aunt energy.
Big auntie energy. Santa has big aunt energy. Auntie Santa Claus is here to stay. Yeah.
But
a thermal craft.
Yeah. Oh, a thermal craft. And so I followed the instructions, and it was like, if you want to make 4 cups, we recommend using 3 tablespoons of ground coffee. So that's what I did because I wanted to be a good person. And now I'm drinking some, what looks like milky tea.
No!
I know, right? I just wish I could. I'm like, is this what America's drinking? Is this what Dunkin' gives out?
Because apparently Dunkin' even is.
America runs on Dunkin', apparently.
You know, I just don't see how 3 tablespoons could equal 4 cups. I mean, that's not even a tablespoon a cup.
No, I know. I mean, I feel like I need a good 2 rounded tablespoons per per cup.
8 fluid ounces. I feel like, honestly, now that I make espresso every morning and coffee, because I can't make the amount of espresso I need, like, because espresso actually is less caffeine milligrams or whatever than a cup of coffee. A cup of coffee has like 100, or a shot of espresso has like 75 or whatever.
Right.
But I love the thickness of espresso. Like, I strongly prefer it. And so, but I also love the experience of holding a warm cup.
Yeah.
So that's a little bit about my life today.
And you know, and I think I'm going to have to purchase one of those ibrik, like a Turkish coffee maker you put on the stove. So I can just make like the blackest black coffee.
You see my metal coffee thing? That's what I do. I do it. It's Italian. It's a little metal coffee fortress. Put it in the bottom. Boom. Espresso comes out the top. I drink it.
Hannah Hart.
Yes, my friend.
I'm going to tell you my dream. And my dream is for you and I to take a tour around the world, going to coffee shops and just tasting coffees around the world and like how they make them. And then being like, this coffee shop has a couch and things and a kitty and it's lovely.
I mean, it's a hype experience when you get like a Turkish coffee, man. When you get like a Turkish coffee, maybe this should be the Patreon bonus instead of the dark and terrible bonus that's there for the listeners who want to know what terrible, terrible things we talked about before starting.
Yeah.
But look, and this is the last thing I'll say, is that I need coffee. I love it. It's okay for me to need it. I love it. I need it. Turkish coffee's a little sweet for me, but hey, there's a time and place for everything. But I feel no shame for my ritual coffee enjoyment to get my motors going, to get the creative juices flowing.
Yeah.
You know?
And you know, I was thinking we should write a little song about coffee maybe.
I completely agree.
Yeah.
Oh, let's each take a moment and think about how coffee makes us feel.
Okay.
I'm ready. I'll do mine.
Okay.
Ready? It goes like this. Coffee, 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 coffee. Coffee, 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 coffee. Gonna get my coffee, having coffee, 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 and a coffee time. Coffee. Thank you.
Oh, I love that, my friend. Okay, here's what I have so far.
Okay, I'm ready.
There are so many spices you can add. Nutmeg and cardamom. Cinnamon too, all in a brew. That's what you can make for you.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. Wait, you've inspired me.
Okay.
Again.
Okay.
Here comes another.
Okay.
The spices that you find today belong to kings of yesterday. So when you make your coffee treat, make sure you know your place.
Oh my God, that was beautiful. I love this game. Okay.
I know. I love it too. I love it too.
Oh my God.
It's really good. This is a really good, I mean, we should just allow ourselves to sing about coffee. As we mentioned in the intro, this is a brainstorm. This is a live think tank because Hannah and I have a goal for 2022, which is to have an official Tim song.
A Tim song.
A Tim song.
Yeah.
You know, and then once we have a theme song, we can make our, oh my God, Hannah, you know how in anime or Japanese stuff, they have the character CDs or the character songs. What if after we make our theme song, we each make like Hannah Gelvin, Hannah Hart individual character
tracks?
You know? Because we're always like,
oh my God, also, what if we also made a tiny anime intro where, you know, like anime characters are always like standing in the rain and like looking at each other.
And the wind is going.
Yeah.
And it's just me holding a cup of coffee in a loop and then the little like steam is rising.
Oh my
you know?
God, yes.
And then it cuts to you and you're sitting drawing and like your little feet are kicking in the air.
Yes, but then I look in the camera and it's like.
Yeah.
Like the new, you know, the new, the Sailor Moon Crystal intro is like all the characters are like, this is so serious. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh my God. I'm so excited for our character songs. And you, Hannah Hart, I mean this with all love. I think yours should be called Bad Guy. Cause you know, because like you're.
Cause I'm so cool.
Because
you're
like fear is to be the bad guy, even though you are not the bad guy.
I'm always scared.
That.
I'm hurting people. Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude. Oh my God, Hannah, I'm like very, very, very highly inspired by this.
Oh my goodness.
Am I recording this right? Hello, hello, hello. For some reason, I feel like my levels are low. I'm going to boost my levels up just a little bit. Maybe I'm quieter than I thought I was going to be today. Okay, so
let's like throw some words out there. What are
we? Yeah, let's spitball. Let's throw some stuff on the board.
Yeah,
you know, let's shake our hands.
Ooh, yeah, I'm going to
We're both shaking our hands in the
up.
Air. Oh, I like it. Okay, I'm going to lean back.
Poor Hannah just like, I just stood up so the camera was just like my boobs, but like I'm not wearing
Poor
a bra.
Poor Hannah.
Okay, I'm going to say love.
Okay.
Foam.
Love. Foam? Okay, cool. Bubbles. I'll say bubbles.
Sadness.
Okay, so in my head, like, to make a quote-unquote theme song, to make a theme song is one aspect, but then there's also just to make, like, our intro ditty, you know? Like, as you guys know, we've been using the same royalty-free track for a really long time, which I personally really love. But, you know, some people don't like vaguely Eastern European jazzy tunes for Jews. I love it. I'm like, I love our little.
Oh my gosh!
I love our little music.
Yeah,
but I feel like we can manifest our own, and it's hard because we love so many different types of instruments. Mm. But so I think, as a way of warm up exercise, we can each do our piano impression of what we would think it could sound like, you know, 6-8 seconds long. And we could try other instruments after that. What do you think of that?
I like that. Oh, also, I tried to say like and love at the same time, so I said like life.
I like
that. What if we also just, maybe before, just for a few moments before that, we could discuss what are theme songs that we both love and what are the properties of those theme songs?
Mm.
But we're thinking more like intro.
Yeah,
I'm just thinking about fucking Yuri on Ice. Did you ever watch that?
Uh-uh.
Okay, I'm sorry. Stop the podcast. Hold on.
Just sing it to me.
No, I'm sorry. You have to just watch this thing.
Fine. Okay, so we'll take a break. I'll watch this thing, and when we come back, we'll keep recording.
Yay!
Okay, we'll talk to you in a second here, buds. 1 second. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Wow, Hannah.
Okay,
thank
so
you.
I just had the greatest moment of my life, which was showing Hannah Hart the Yuri on Ice history maker.
Tim Assad. We were born to make history. Yeah, so we need to figure out like a... Okay. There you go. So it sounds like, there you go.
So yeah, I was thinking, like, at first, of course, I was like, oh, a Hannah Gelb, Hannah Hart, Tama song, that's going to be like some jazzy guitar. But maybe it needs to be more like, you know, the outro from High School Host Club.
Kiss, Fall in Love? Kiss, Fall in Love is great.
It's like, I put my hand in your hand, and how fast do I have to run when I open my eyes?
I do not want to interrupt your experience, but I'm going to have to rein this in just a touch, okay? Because I love this hyphy energy. Two things. One, this is not the Hannah Hart and Hannah Gelb theme song. That is our untouchable cosmic love,
which could
barely be contained and thus must be an extreme anime rock ballad. You know? yes. Maggie You're is right, really dude. Into Hololive and VTubers, and it's these and then also just like Vocaloids, which are people who create instrumentational rock, like mega fun ballads, but there's no real singer. They're just programming the singing in with it. And dude, some of it, and it's totally open source, crowdsourced stuff. It's really a fascinating community. We'll have to have a whole episode with Maggie so she can explain it to you, because I'm like, this is a future of Creative Commons. Like, wow, this is fantastic. Like, we discussed it. Like, anyway, so the Hannah Hart, Hannah Gelb friendship theme song contains multitudes and is magnificent.
For my friend, thank you, are so correct. I'm off the mark. That's okay. So we want some of that energy.
Yeah, this isn't not... how do I feel when I think about you, Hannah, my friend. That's not what this is. This is let's make a theme song for Hannah Lies This. Let's make a little ditty. Let's make an intro. Let's think about how we feel about the earbuds. Let's think about how we feel about the podcast. And you know, so like the reason why I was like, let's start with like instrumental mouth music imitations is that we could be like, okay, so if we had a piano-y intro, like 10 seconds long or what, 12, 16, whatever music is, you know, this is how I would do it. I'd be like a little bit five-card shuffle about it, you know, I'd be like, da 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 da. Hey, Hannah Gelb, Hannah Hart, you know, something like that.
Oh, see? Yeah. You know, kind of thinking of Billy Joel's She's Always a Woman to Me.
Or okay, well, give me, show me, play me like, your mouth, play me your okay. mouth music. Stop like, naming things. Just okay, sing it from your heart, Hannah.
But I'm not as good as you are at this kind of thing.
I would not define this as a good, bad experience.
Oh, okay, you're right. I guess mine would be like,
Oh, Kitty! I loved it. So you want a little bit more of like a...
But you know, I don't really like that. But I feel like mine is... I want a little more like brooding.
Let me hear it again. So you want maybe like a, how about this, Hannah? Let me slap this around, okay, with my mouth keys, okay? Slap this all over your face. Okay, so here, I'm also, keys. Here, you could take a screenshot of me playing piano. We could put this up on the Patreon as well, so people know that like, oh.
Like, this is required.
Okay, so here comes the brooding. Here's me adding a little bit of an extra brood to it. But still doing the quick key rotation that I think that is what you like about Billy Joel's work. So maybe something like ding, 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 that's still five card shuffle again, actually.
Dude, no, I love that.
But you see,
that.
So more towards a little bit sexy broody.
Yes, because you know, I actually, as you were doing that, in my mind.
The podcast started.
I was in like a noir.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like with like whiskey and like.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was amazing, dude.
Okay, okay, good. Yeah. See, this is why I think, for me personally, I feel like piano is the way we got to go. But because ukulele and banjo, though we both love them, like, okay, try with your, like, if I try with my mouth harp, my mouth music, to do a ukulele style, because I love, the only thing I can kind of play, but it doesn't feel like that's the energy of our show.
No, see, the problem with banjo and ukulele, I feel like, is they're both very
peppy.
The banjo makes anything sound like, yay!
I know. And, but then when I try and do sad ukulele, which I do a lot of times on my Twitch, when I try and do sad gay bard on my ukulele, which I achieve, it sounds very medieval, like very like sad, like very like, like how could I do a sad ukulele? So like if I tried to do a Hannah Lies This ukulele, it would be like, ding, di, di, ding, 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 di, di, ding, ding. Ding, 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 ding. It's like, bah! You know? Ding, 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 ding. No, I think it has to be a jazzy piano, man.
I think it's got to be piano because piano is so
percussive It's melodic.
So, and it's so like, yeah, it can express so many kinds of feelings and happiness. You know what our theme song should just be? It's just me. I've been normal. I've been ostracized.
Man, that song hit hard, right? We have to do music part 3 or part 4 just so we could talk about our latest music things that hit hard. Say what you will. Go on. Okay, but if our podcast is like, is there a happy medium? What's a
nice? I think we can definitely find the happy sad,
joyful morning, gratitude, joyful morning. Festivus.
Yeah.
That is.
The joy, sorrow.
Yeah.
When one one is sitting with you, the other is lying down on your bed.
Right, exactly. Joy, sorrow, gratitude, mourning, like the all-encompassing inherent experience of this podcast.
Right, and just existence in a 10-second piano ditty.
Yeah, that hopefully ends with us going, analyze this. That's the other thing. It's like, do we have words? Do we have lyrics? Do we want to have one that's like, I got some thoughts and you got some thoughts. Together we talk with the thoughts. Analyze this.
Oh, my God. Oh, so good.
You see why it's hard, man? You know?
Oh, it's very, it's, yes, no, it's. This is not something of one day's making.
It is not. And then
I bring the thoughts in, you bring the talks in, we bring the sweets in, you bring the meats.
Yeah. Yes.
The meats of our feelings. Analyze this.
Yeah. Okay. Let's get into our feelings, but not too much because that would be boring. But okay, wait.
We don't want to traumatize you. Or make you into our therapy session, but we're trying to do some honest talk, and that's why we gotta go
take a walk.
The sidewalk.
Yeah. Okay. Oh my God. Okay, how about when you're reeling with some feeling, there's a place you can always go. Analyze this.
Dude, this is a fucking 100 out of 10 start, my friend. That is
really, you like that? Okay.
Amazing. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. Wait. Let's see if we can find a finish to it. Like, not okay. That this is not the one, but
there's a place you can always go. It's the room inside yourself. Take your book off of the shelf.
That's beautiful.
And
let the music flow. Da 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 da. Analyzing. I can see why it's taken us 4 up. You know, we're gonna be season 5 in January.
Holy.
This is almost a 5-year-old show. Five season
shit.
Old show.
Oh my God.
I know.
Wow.
I know.
You know,
I know.
Cheers to that, my friend.
I'll coffee cheers you. Ba-tink. Ba-ding. Yeah, so see, it contains, okay, let's see. Whatever it is, we can title the song whatever we want. So we could say, contains multitudes. It could be the name of our ditty, and the ditty could still be like, yep, exactly. I know. And then it's like, where do we even get a horn? You know?
Oh my gosh.
But I do a pretty good trumpet. Wait, I can do a better trumpet. I'm just laughing too hard.
Ooh, and I can do
needs a little river o' river in there, you know? So then it's like, do we want to do?
I've always been I've always been a big fan of your scatting.
My scatting?
And also playing various kitchen
instruments. There's music everywhere, you mean? Yes, there is. For instance, I can tell you that this is how this whole conversation experience is making me feel. It's like this.
Oh,
Yeah, man. That was great. I liked it.
That was beautiful, dude.
You know, it was great. You know, it was great. Okay, how about we how about this? You know, look, this is a small ass podcast, man. We've got like 2,000 listeners, down another 1,000, from the 3,000 that were here before. By the way, everybody, this is a friendly time to say that if you can't support this podcast by becoming a patron, which we totally get, like NBD, but also patrons, that's why we give you all the bonus things, because we love you. But if you can't support the podcast financially or monetarily, you could literally just share it with anyone you know, verbally, socially, however you want to do it, and that would make a huge difference.
Oh my gosh, especially people who aren't interested, just like make it your job. You could be like,
casually therapize them by just
casually
going on a drive.
Yeah, you can be like, hey, you know how you're like angry and feeling terrible all the time? Well, just give us a listen, might find it helpful.
Yeah, or like, you know, this really helped me with my anger, this show. Or like, you know, this show is really funny. One of them quit their job. This reminds me of our friendship or whatever, you know? And then you can share the show so you don't even have to worry. Send it to your family members who you barely talk to and you wish would know you better. You can be like, you know, I feel like you don't know me, but just so you know, this is the kind of shit I vibe with. Maybe don't say, I feel like you don't know me. Just say, it would mean a lot if you gave this a listen. I love this show, and I think we would enjoy it together.
Oh, yes, there you go. If you're like dreading seeing whoever this coming holidays, well, this is airing the day after Christmas.
You're still probably there. Happy Boxing Day. You're still probably there.
And you can be like, oh, you're like, oh, fuck, what am I going to talk to this person about? Jesus. There you go. Just be like, hey, give us a listen. We can talk about it. You get double points for sharing podcasts and actively putting effort into this relationship.
Yes. I once saw an earbud that said, I put on the podcast while washing the dishes or cleaning up at my mom's. And she ended up listening to it in the other room while I listened to it in the kitchen. And she came in and she said she really enjoyed that. And it was a really great show. So that's a casual way you could do it. You'd be like, oh, I'll clean up. Do you mind if I put some music or this podcast I like on? And people are like, oh, yeah, sure. Like so much of me like receiving new things in my life is when someone else is just enjoying it for themselves. And then I'm like, what you doing over there, Benny? I see you got a podcast you're listening to. What is it? You know?
Oh, yes, exactly. That is such a good, not intrusive way, I feel, of introducing something.
Speaking of intrusions, we're going to intrude one last time to take our second little teeny tiny break. And when we come back, we will definitely keep making mouth music for at least 10 more minutes. So enjoy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And we're back!
Making mouth music. I think that should be the title of this episode.
Yeah, sweet, sweet mouth music. Okay, let's see. Okay, so we're...
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go to...
Analyze this. Yeah! Wait, Hannah, you said there was something you wanted to play me on your banjo, too. Like, and I'm craving a little banjo ditty. You know, not that I think it will be applicable to our theme song, but things that you don't anticipate being applicable might inspire other thoughts. So give me a little something.
Oh yeah. So okay. So I normally play in the claw hammer style,
mm-hmm.
which is
hard. Like that sounds so baller. Like your RPG character can be like, it could be like Meredith Clawhammer.
Oh my God, you're right. Clawhammer, Katie.
Yeah.
So that's where you like do a, you know, like a brush like this. But I just learned yesterday a two-finger picking style.
Hot.
Which is okay, so this is like how bum, this is like normal clawhammer style. And then this is two-finger style. Wait. Now you might ask yourself, those sound totally the same, Hannah Gelb. What's the big deal?
No, they sound vastly different, dude.
So anyways.
Those sound vastly different from
life here in Banjo Land. Something. Anyways.
I loved that. Hannah. That was beautiful.
Oh, thank you, my friend. I gotta say, I love the banjo.
I love hearing you play banjo because you get better and better every single time. That wasn't even mouth music. That was just music.
Where's my ukulele? I have not touched it.
Let's get some music.
I'm going to touch it a little bit right now with you.
Yeah. Let me ask you, friend, what's your like go-to tuning for ukulele?
I just do the G, C, E, A thing. Mm. And then sometimes I do the D one because the D one's pretty fun, but it, you know. So I kind of just pick whatever I'm in the mood for. If I want to be simple or complicated about it, I guess. You know what I mean?
I feel like in those words lies the essence of our theme song. Simple and complicated.
Yeah. Ooh. Can I play my favorite banjo chords? Oh my God. Can I play you my favorite ukulele chords?
Yeah.
Okay, my hands are cold and my banjo's cold and I'm not warmed up, so. Those are all the things I have to say for me, not for you. Okay, so like
100% understand.
And then I like this one. And then I have an ending in my head that goes, wah, wah. Anyway, I don't have any ending in my head. But that is the existence of the ukulele. I kind of want to play on my ukulele today.
Next time I come up, I'm going to bring my banjo and we can have a banjo-yuki party.
How do we do that?
We just noodle, you know?
But like we don't have to noodle together. Like the whole idea, nothing sounds worse to me than a jam session. Because I've done,
I don't have to.
Yeah, but you know, I'm like, that sounds so scary. Because I'm not, oh, I'm like, yeah. You know?
Oh, it's terrifying, my friend. I mean, I still.
It doesn't sound fun, even. Unless somebody's just doing like the same thing over and over and over again.
I think it's like one of those things that is just, it's very, very scary. And then it becomes kind of comfortable after a lot of it being very, very scary.
Mm. You have to have a lot of trust for a jam session. Right.
It really depends. Yeah, you have to be with people who are kind.
And do you vibe with?
Accommodating. Yeah.
You have to. Oh, that's so funny. No, I'm saying like the opposite. I'm saying like you have to trust them. I don't worry about them being like, oh, that sounded really good, Hannah. I worry about me being like, what are you doing? So you have to have a lot of trust because you're like, I'll follow you. Where are you going? I'll follow you. You know? Mm-hmm. So one has to be really kind, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, but that's why I think that ensembles and jazz trios like spend so much time together. Like I could not imagine having a jam session with anyone besides someone I was incredibly close to.
Oh. Well, it might be a little different for like I think it depends a little bit, because like with banjo, with the style that I play, it's just like everyone knows all the same tunes.
And like
pretty much like two chords. Like okay. You can basically get by with like two chords and you like knowing like 50 different tunes. See? So you can kind of like jump in, but I still feel like you also want to be, you still want to be comfortable, especially because like fucking at least here, like I went to a workshop once that my banjo teacher put on, and it was like me and like nine dudes, and I was like, "Fucking fuck, man,
that's intense." Yeah, no,
did you know
I
that men
jam.
Are scary? That like, they murder women all the time. Where's all my like women banjo players at?
You know what? Maybe we're inspiring a few right here, right now, today, because you and I have been sticking with it. I will say, I can jam with like. It's funny. I can jam with like Ella and Hinata and like Ella's dad, because we all love like samba and like Brazilian and like style jazz stuff where it's like. You know, it's like, and we all get to like, you know, like that kind of jam I can do, because you can just kind of anticipate when the like the shifts are coming, because it's like, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So like that I can do. Mm-hmm. Like I will say, Ella and I jam on a regular basis, making up just nonsense. But it's really, yeah.
I love that. I just love that so much.
It was funny when Maggie was here too. She was like, you guys are blah, blah, blah. And I was like, we sing every day. We sing and we dance every single day. It's crucial. And if Ella wasn't even home, I think you got to sing and dance a little bit every single day. Oh my God, I have to go live on Twitch. Gelby, this has been such a blast. Okay, so I think that we have created what we've determined in this brainstorm is the bucket vibe, which is a short piano vibe will be the first thing we explore as a ditty intro consistent space for us.
Oh, yeah, dude. This has been a fantastic. I think we, like, really went out there, and then we all, like, really reined it in, and then, like.
Like Yuri on Ice?
Yeah, exactly. As soon as we're done recording and you go to Twitch, I'm just going to watch Yuri on Ice intro, like, probably, like, four or five times. I recommend everyone do the same. But, yeah, dude, I'm super stoked. I think we made great progress.
I think
and
so
then
too.
After that, I will drop into the stream to say hello.
I can't wait to see you there. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you, and I hope you had a happy and safe holiday and an even happier and even more safe new year. Can't wait to see you on the other side a week from today in 2022. And if you would like to become a fiscal donor, if you would like to become a patron of this art, you can join at patreon.com/analyzethis for access to just a plethora of bonus material. But if you don't want to do that, totally cool. We'd love it if you could just share the episode with a friend. Not all currency is monetary. There's a great deal of social exchange that can occur, you know, and that means a lot to us. So thank you guys so much for being with us. Happy end of 2021, dude.
Happy end of 2021, and happy new year.
Happy
and
new year.
Fucking whoa.
We might
have to do an episode that's just like whoa. Yeah.
You know, man.
The passage of time.
Yeah. Okay. See you next week.